1-2, 1-2. Well, Barry, congratulations. You got through the first round. How did you see that match?
Yeah, it'll be scrappy. Show signs of form in and out, you know, like in a few of the frames. It dragged on a little bit. There was a few frames where I should have just killed off, but he played on for snookers, so it run the time up a little bit. So that's why it dragged on a little bit. But yeah, no, I'm pleased to get through. It's always tricky, you know, just get through that first hurdle. So got a few days off now, and hopefully play better next match.
Yeah, I mean, the pressure's off your opponent, really, isn't it? Because you're expected to win that one.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he's out there, obviously, just enjoying it as much as he can. But, yeah, he made it difficult for me. There was a few frames where I nicked from 50 behind, well, a couple of frames. So, like the last one there, and then there's another frame as well. So it could have been a bit closer to the scoreline, really. So, yeah, and I'm pleased to get through. And, yeah, I feel like I showed signs of a little bit of form there. So it's encouraging for the rest of the tournament, really.
How do you assess your sort of form and mood coming into the tournament, then?
Well, form may have been great, to be fair, the last few tournaments. So I started off all right. Got to the semi-final, the first tournament. So I think we've only played four proper ranking events. So, yeah, I've lost a couple of first rounds now. And I lost the first round in Germany. So, yeah, aiming great, to be honest. And I think that's more mental more than anything. I think I've just... I think a few of us are going through it. I don't know, you just sound like complaining a bit too much. But I think, yeah, I don't know. Just lost a bit of interest, I think. Lost a bit of interest the last few months, and it's hard to get motivated sometimes. So hopefully, like tournaments like this, when you're playing out there and when the TV starts, then it feels like a big occasion then, and the old adrenaline kicks in, and yeah, hopefully I hit a bit of form then.
What do you make of the conditions out there? Because last year there were a lot of complaints about the tables being too close together and the layout. Is it better this year?
Yeah, no, I think it's the same as last year, the main arena. That's fine. Yeah, I think you get a little bit of glare off the other tables' lights. I don't know if they can put a curtain there or something, but... yeah, no, it's fine. The table's beautiful. Obviously, it's the first day, so it's really, really slidey. But, yeah, no, I've got no complaints about the setup. But, obviously, I haven't played around the back, so hopefully I don't have to.
And nothing Nigel Bond next or Stuart Carrington, and that match has been played as we speak. But thoughts on each player?
Yeah, no, obviously Nigel's been around for a long time now. He's a great player. Obviously, he's done a lot in the game, and obviously he's a little bit inconsistent. But on his day, you know, he's capable of beating anybody. So, I'll have to be on my game from the very off if I play Nigel. And obviously, if Stuart gets through, then I think he's improving quite a bit. I'm not sure how his results have gone for the start of the season. But, yeah, no, I mean, every match is a banana skin, really. So, yeah, I'm just concentrating on my own game. And hopefully I can get a bit between the teeth and play well.
And is it good to go? Are you going home now for a bit to practice? Is it good to have that mental break?
Yeah, I couldn't stay up here. It'd do me head in if I stayed up here for 3 or 4 days and I ain't got a play. So, yeah, go straight home and see the family. I've got a train, actually, in a couple of hours, so it's perfect. So, jump on the train and then come back up Friday all fresh and hopefully raring to go then.
We wish you well for your second round,
cheers. Mate. Thanks a lot, Tom. Cheers.
Barry, just you mentioned about motivation.
Yeah.
And that's just because you're playing so many tournaments, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I haven't got a luxury like Ronnie's got. He can just pick and choose when he wants to play. I mean, he's that good that he can do that, I suppose. But perhaps I should believe a little bit more, I suppose, and I can do things like that. But it doesn't play like that, so I feel like I have to play in probably more tournaments than I should do, really. But yeah, I don't know. I'm eager to play when I get there, and then all of a sudden when I'm out there, sometimes I just feel a bit flat, and I can't be. It's a bad attitude. I can't be arsed sometimes. But for tournaments like this, when the BBC and everything's involved, and it's a major tournament and a lot of money at stake, then. Yeah, no, the motivation comes back a bit then. So, but it sounds a bit bad when you say I've lost interest. But, yeah, no, it happens, I think. Happens to everyone. You go up and down, I think, throughout the season. So hopefully I can start doing well again now. Yeah, cheers.
Great. Have a good journey, mate.